Richard Reeves is a best-selling author, journalist, and senior lecturer at USC's Annenberg School of Journalism. He's written about presidents in America's finest moments, but his new book is one of our nation's worst moments. The book is Infamy, the shocking story of the Japanese-American internment in World War II. Reeves sat down with Logan Healy.
So, Professor Reeves, let's kick it off. Why did you write this book?
I wrote the book because I knew enough about the internment concentration camps for 120,000 American Japanese in World War II, and I wanted to do my bit to make sure that never happens again. Seems to me very possible that if we would do the same thing again to Muslims, if there were enough incidents of terrorism at home.
What was America like at this time that allowed for this internment of 120,000 people to happen?
I mean, obviously the key event was the bombing of Pearl Harbor. Japanese employees of the city of Los Angeles, for instance, were all let go. Schools expelled Japanese American students. For the first couple of weeks, the press was urging calm and saying, you know, there has been no trouble here. There wasn't any sabotage in Hawaii before Pearl Harbor, and we should all remain calm. That lasted about 2 weeks, and then the press turned, and it fed the racism. The Japanese had been treated like minorities of color are here, and greed. The Japanese, for instance, controlled 40% of the agriculture in California, and the white farmers, the Caucasian farmers, wanted that land. They had a huge fishing industry, and other fishermen wanted those waters and those boats. When those people got out of the camps, they had nothing left. Their bank accounts had been frozen. They couldn't pay their mortgages. Their property was foreclosed on and given to white neighbors.
So you did talk to some survivors, and what did they have to say, you know, having gone through the camp, coming out with nothing?
They didn't say anything for about 30 years. And the Japanese, the generation, the Nisei, the first generation of immigrants, who were all aliens, so they could be locked up, but their kids, the Nisei who had been born in America, were American citizens. But since they were children when it happened, their parents never really told them what they did until about the 1970s. And then suddenly people began to talk and write about what had happened.
Well, and you talked about the media's role in causing some of this fear to happen. And part of the media at that time was Dr. Seuss.
Well, the media really drove the internment, the roundup, at the beginning, but politicians quickly followed whatever the media wanted and was saying. Walter Lippmann was the most famous columnist in the country, and he bought the line pushed by Earl Warren, who was then the Attorney General of California, that the fact that there had been no sabotage meant they were planning a big wave of sabotage. 2 days after he did that, Franklin Roosevelt signed Executive Order 9066, which was used to put the American Japanese in camps. And among the people who joined that bandwagon was Theodore Geisel, who was the editorial cartoonist of a newspaper in New York, who did one of the most famous cartoons showing Japanese with buck teeth and glasses collecting dynamite and then looking out to sea in telescopes, waiting for the signal from Tokyo to start sabotage. His name was Theodore Geisel, but we got to know him better later as Dr. Seuss.
You know, I did read after that, Dr. Seuss wrote Horton Hears a Who as an apology for his contribution to the internment.
A lot of people apologize. You know, America is, we're people of the present. Our answer to almost everything we've done is to move on.
You talked earlier about this could possibly happen today. Why do you think that's so?
I think that mass hysteria has always been a part of American life. Our whole constitutional system was designed to avoid that. But again and again in history, government has responded to the mob, and the mob has responded to government, and that's what happened to the Japanese.
Well, Professor, thank you so much for stopping by the studio. The book is Infamy, the shocking story of the Japanese-American internment in World War II. And I'm Logan Healy, sitting down with Professor Richard Reeves. Thanks very much.
You can listen to the rest of that interview on ARN's interview podcast, Match Volume.